At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get back to your calls in a minute. Plus, Aaron Glenn continues to be a jerk to the media. We'll take a listen to his newest duel coming up in a few. But before we get back to your calls, a very important distinction before we begin this fun little process. This is not an endorsement. This is not what I want or what Tiki wants. This is a prediction. And so today, Veterans Day 2025, November 11th, 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, we are all going to make our 2 months out prediction on who the next head coach of the New York Football Giants will be. There have been no leaks, no interviews, no sources. This is just, hey, let's use our noodle. But I want to make it clear, we are not endorsing these people. So if Tiki Barber says a name you don't like, that doesn't mean, Tiki, how could you want this guy? He's not saying he wants this guy. He's predicting. So, as we begin our 2 months out prediction on who the next head coach of the New York Giants will be. I know we're all very sensitive about who gets to go first or not. Does anyone care who goes first? Because I'd love to go first.
Okay.
As always.
Well, would you like to go first, Tiki?
No.
Okay. Tommy, would you like to go first?
Have at it, sport.
Thank you. So I did some research, and this was what my research came up with. I wanted to look at who they've interviewed the last three cycles. Mm-hmm. And luckily, Dan Duggan did a great job. He put it out there and said, all right, here are the interviews from 22, from 2020, from 2018. Like, all right, let me see who they've talked to before. Doesn't mean I'm going to pick someone from that group, but I'd like to see an idea of the trends over the last few years. Mm-hmm. And I came to a conclusion that the next head coach of the New York Football Giants will be Lou Anarumo, the current defensive coordinator of the Indianapolis Colts. He interviewed for the job in 2022, the same interview process that got Brian Daboll his job. Lou is a New Yorker. Lou has giant ties. Mm-hmm. He's a Staten Island guy. He was the hottest name a few years ago when the Cincinnati Bengals were in the Super Bowl. And yes, the Colts are having some success. So my long-term prediction is that the next head coach of the New York Football Giants will be Lou Anarumo. Do you guys like that, by the way, if that happened? Would you be mad or happy?
I like Lou. His son, Louis, is also a scout for the New York Giants.
Oh, that's perfect.
So there's a tie-in.
Damn, I didn't even know that.
he actually has been really good as a coordinator, not ranking-wise, but reputation-wise. And that's in Cincinnati and obviously this year in Indianapolis, even though a lot of that team success is being carried by Jonathan Taylor. Even when they're in boat races, they find ways to run their ball to success. I'm going to say,
I love when you give the deep breath before it, like it makes it more dramatic.
Well, I'm actually thinking about this because they're, as much as I would love to go the young whippersnapper who's going to be an offensive genius, I do think that they need someone who's done it before. And the obvious answer is Mike McCarthy. That's who I think it's going to be.
Wow. I didn't see that one
coming.
That's
not who I'm endorsing.
No. Again, this is not endorsements. This is we are predicting how this will play out. I didn't see you predicting Mike McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Now, Tommy Lugar has already made it clear he wants Mike McCarthy, and I would tend to agree with him that that is a very good choice. But again, this isn't what Lugie wants. This is a prediction, and it's worth 10 points on our prediction scale. So, Tommy, who is your prediction on the next head coach of the New York Football Giants?
So I am going to predict it is somebody with experience, somebody that has a good to great offensive mind, that has worked with some pretty good or good quarterbacks over the years. The Giants will hire, I'm predicting, Cliff Kingsbury.
Cliff Kingsbury.
It's an interesting one, too.
There you go. And finally, a lot of pressure on Sean because remember, Tiki, he hosts not one, but two very popular Giant podcasts.
And since this is podcast, you might could say he has three podcasts.
It's a great point.
And I would garner that Sean will give three different predictions on all three platforms.
And he has every right to do so. I mean, I've already screwed with you guys by predicting Mike Tomlin back in June.
Right.
So technically, I've got two predictions out there.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't just go with Tomlin on that
one. Yeah,
he's not available.
I know, but that would be such a... You'd get 30 points for that prediction, not just 10.
I stand by the prediction that I can see it happening, but ultimately, as we sit here today, I need a few things to go my way. Like, I've already gotten the part of Daboll's not the head coach, which I thought was easy. I don't know if my prediction is going to be right about the Steelers failing. And then Tiki brought up a great point yesterday about the fact that Tomlin, even if there's a breakup, could simply say, I need to get away for a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Sean Payton basically did that.
Yep.
Went to TV. So I'll just leave it out there as a bonus prediction. So I'm officially going Lou Anarumo. Anyhow, Sean Morris, a lot of pressure. I know you've given this thought all night last night. You did not sleep at all.
Yeah. I'm in the same boat as Tiki. I'm not endorsing this person, clearly. This is just what I think is going to happen. I'm very big on pay attention to what is said early because it usually factors in late. Also, if you follow enough Giants coaching searches, what made Brian Daboll different is that it was somebody that really didn't have some kind of connection or ties, opposed to past coaches and GMs. Last night, Ian Rappaport gave you three names that you need to keep an eye on. One of them is Steve Spagnuolo, and I'm eliminating him because I think the Chiefs are going to be in the Super Bowl, and I don't think the Giants are going to wait that long to make a head coach. The other one is Lou Anarumo, and Evan has already said that. I could totally see it. The other one is who I'm going with, Antonio Pierce.
Wow. Antonio Pierce as the next head coach of the Giants. Would Giant fans want that? Would you want that, Tiki?
I love it. I love AP. So I think it just, to me, it's about staff. That's the one reason I like Mike McCarthy is because I know he can build a staff. He's done it before. People will want to come work with him because he's not going to be overbearing and I don't know, brutish as a head coach. I worry that Antonio is going to have trouble building a staff.
Mm.
I have the same worry, but
it would feel like you're copying the Jets, though. Let's get the former player to come in.
Maybe
relive the past glory as head coach.
I also think Antonio Pierce is very powerful with his words, and I think he can win over an interview very well and has head coaching experience now.
Well,
I'm not telling you.
He definitely can win over a locker room.
100%. And I think that's
a huge positive for him.
And that's an attribute here. Like, right. I was watching, Antonio Pierce does media work now. So he's on CBS Sports, CBS Sports Network, I think is where he does it. And I was watching a video of him last night just giving his opinion on the NFL. Yeah. One was about the Dolphins. One was actually about the Giants, like his opinion on the Giant defense. And he is one of those personalities that's very intoxicating.
Yeah.
Like, he's got energy.
Right.
He's got fire. Like,
he was fun in production meetings because we did a couple of their games. He was learning on the job.
Right.
It was almost unfair because he took over as the interim, then got the head coaching job. But he never really learned how to be the head coach.
Sure.
He was always learning on the job. And they fired him prematurely, I think. But they got Pete Carroll, and it is what it is. Who knows? I mean, whatever it is, what it is.
But that process that you talk about could be good for the Giants because he's had his on-the-job training.
Yes, it could be.
But I think, like, what he would definitely do well, and this does not mean he would be successful, by the way. I'm just giving you a description, is he'd win that opening press conference. Like, he would come in, like Aaron Glenn, even like Joe Judge, and have a 10 out of 10 opening press conference. And I do think at first the room would believe in him.
Well, of course. He did it in Las Vegas.
The reason
he won the press conference after he took over.
And when they made him interim head coach, the reason that they had to take it off of him and make him the permanent head coach is because he so won the locker room that they would have lost the locker room by getting rid of him.
Yeah.
They almost were forced to keep him.
He had to make some tough decisions, and it was You know what we talked about with Dabes and some of these teams that they have to, it's necessary to do, and the Jets did this by moving two of their best defensive players. You have to strip down your roster. Antonio Pierce was doing that, and then they fired him.
Which is unfair.
It was completely unfair. They needed to suck that second year, or his first year as a true head coach. They needed to, and he was doing it, and he was making a point in doing it. Like, you're not doing what I say, see ya, you're out. And it's old school. It establishes a precedent. It makes people say, well, if I want to be here, I better fall in line. And the Raiders got cold feet and quit on it. So, I mean, are they better off with Pete? I don't know.
I mean, it's not like they've been good this year.
It's not like they're good. Exactly.
And the decision to go to Geno Smith hasn't exactly worked.
No, they're 2-7.
Yeah. And Geno Smith's been one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL.
100%. Antonio Pierce could have done 2-7.
Yeah, I think so.
So they screwed that up.
All right, so those are your official long-term predictions. I'm going Lou Anarumo. Tiki's going Mike McCarthy. Lugie's going Cliff Kingsbury. And Sean is going Antonio Pierce.
Can I ask Tiki a quick question about Antonio Pierce? Mm-hmm. Let's say he comes in, he gets interviewed, doesn't get the gig, but McCarthy gets the job. Would Antonio take the
would
DC
he come
job?
As a DC?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because you, like you said, the staffing, and but would you feel like your ego would be bruised? Like, I wanted the head coaching job, and they're giving me a DC job.
I don't think so. I mean, don't forget, like, Antonio Pierce.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Was a defensive assistant in college, left to come to the league for whatever, various reasons, we know them, and was basically just a linebacker coach.
He was not a defensive coordinator in the NFL. And in fact, he would be a first-time DC if he took that job.
Right. He jumped
in the NFL.
When they fired, who was the head coach? I'm forgetting who they fired.
Wasn't it McDaniels?
Yes. They fired Josh McDaniels, and they jumped Patrick Graham. Remember Patrick Graham, our DC?
Who is currently the DC in Vegas.
Everybody thought he should have gotten the interim job and then interviewed for the long-term job. AP jumped him, and then AP kept him.
Right.
And so it was like this weird dynamic.
And he's still there under Pete Carroll.
But you know what? It showed that there's no pride in ownership. There's no pride in success. Pat Graham easily could have been like, screw you, AP. I'm out.
Absolutely.
I'm going someplace else. And AP deferred to him.
Yeah.
And that was something. And so Look, I think he has relationships. I just don't know if he has deep enough relationships to pull somebody from somebody else's staff. Because he's not anywhere right,
right
now.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, he's working on TV. He's doing media.
He could take Matt Ryan and make him your offensive coordinator. Pull him off of CBS, the CBS
well, that,
desk.
I think that's...
And make him your OC. But he hasn't been elevated enough as a coordinator long enough anywhere to have this relationship. Hey, I'm going to be the head coach. Come join me.
Well, I think that's a part of the concern about Antonio Pierce. Right. Like, he was in college at Arizona State. He was the associate head coach. He was the defensive coordinator. Did all sorts of stuff there. When he came to the NFL, like you mentioned, he was a linebacking coach before he was very quickly promoted to the interim head coach. And since he was removed as head coach, he didn't go and get a coordinating job anywhere else.
No.
So his experience is still very limited in the NFL.
He was in camp in Kansas City, not doing anything, just kind of as a guest of Steve Spagnuolo, who was obviously his boy. And they did great things together. So I wonder if he's going through the process. Like, let me spend as much time with these guys who I know that are doing well, Spags being one, and pick and learn. Because Spags has been a DC. He's obviously one of the best in the business, but he's also been a head coach, and he had his failures as a head coach. So it's like you learn from other people's failures sometimes, or other people's experiences, I should say. Not to specifically talk about failures, but you learn from other people's experience. And perhaps AP is going through that right now, because I don't think his coaching career is dead. He's only 50, 49 years old, whatever he is.
It's up to him. I'm sure he can get back into coaching when he wants.
He wants to get back into it. He can. It's just a matter of what level and where.
My guess is he's going to have to be a coordinator. I don't know if he's going to get
him. 47 he is. So he's young.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to be a head coach immediately. I think he's going to eventually have to be a defensive coordinator. And maybe it would be with the Giants next year with an experienced staff. Let's get back to your calls. We'll save those predictions and find out how right we are in about 2.5 months. Because keep this in mind. It's November 11th. The Giants are not hiring a head coach until mid to late January. So it's one of those discussions here on the radio station and on social media that's going to be going on for 2.5 months. We're not getting an answer anytime soon.
Right.
So buckle up. Let's go to Chris in Hohokus. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hopefully Tommy doesn't have to dump me on anything because I'm so PO'd about half this stuff. But I wanted to start out and say, Tiki, they brought up a graphic this weekend on yards from scrimmage. And every other player they showed was a hands-down Hall of Famer, and I hope you were on the screen as one of those, and I hope you find yourself there someday soon.
Thank you, Chris.
I'm going to jump around a little bit, but I'm a little tepid on Shane being fired only because of starting over from zero again.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Wiping everything clean and starting over from zero again. Another comment I had on Shane, and this goes back to the Hard Knocks and kind of the culture of how they were running things. And I don't know if you guys remember the jokes about who could run the 40-yard dash and what Dable's time would be and this and that. And it just, to me, seemed the type of franchise you're taking over in the space that it's in, I wish they were a little more serious about everything that they were doing. And that leads me kind of to my next point. And it goes to, Tiki, you've mentioned this before. Where are the dogs? And you know, I'm going to borrow this from Tommy with the Knicks. Where are the dogs in this franchise? I heard a soundbite from Thibodeau after, I don't think it was this loss. I think it was last week's, where he talked about, I have to look at the tape. Yeah. I got to see what's on tape.
Right.
And that's Dable's mindset.
Yeah.
And Tiki, I'd ask you this because you've talked about this before.
Right.
Hammer, Hamilton, Pierce, Strahan, OC, going back to Leonard Marshall, LT, how many of those guys would you ever say, I got to go look at the tape? They would say, I know what I need to do better.
Right.
I know what this defense needs to do. I know the havoc we have to wreck. Not, I need to go look at the tape.
Right.
And I think what's missing in what Shane is building or in the culture of this team
are those
is
guys.
There are no hardcore leaders
right.
of dogs on this team that no, say,
you're
hey,
you're not wrong.
We're not going to accept this.
Right. You know
enough.
What, Chris, you know I think maybe that way is Brian Burns on the defensive side specifically. I think Cam Scataboo is that way offensively, Jackson Dart to an extent. But he was alluding to something that is it particularly happens in football, in football locker rooms. You end up taking on the personality of your head coach. And it just, because you hear him every day. He talks to you every day. It's his job to drive home a message that is generated from his personality every day. I remember this, just as an example. Go back to 2002 when the Buccaneers were coached by John Gruden. And I'm not bringing up John Gruden because everybody wants John Gruden. I'm bringing it up because this is a perfect example. John Gruden used to have the greatest motivational sayings ever. Like, it was all day, every day. And the one that always stuck with me was when it was like a hard practice and it's hot as hell down in Tampa. And John Gruden would start his meeting by saying, gentlemen, today I need genuine enthusiasm. Hmm. And if you ain't got it, effing fake it. Right? And so, like, he's joking, but he's not.
Right.
And so Rondé started, like, spewing me all this nonsense because I'm still playing. So he starts spewing me all. I'm like, dude, who the hell are you? And he's like, yeah, just, you know, Gruden's in our head. And that's the reason they won, because he had this, like, crazy, like, all out effort, all the time mentality. We saw it on television. We saw it in his interviews. It's how he coached his team. It permeated throughout the team. Now, over time, it wore out its welcome.
Yeah.
But in the moment, it was awesome. So if you have a passive, you know, we'll figure this thing out, we'll go look at the tape mindset, your players are going to have that mindset. They're going to react the same way. And on game day, if you're not composed or over emotional, your players are going to be not composed and over emotional. So it's picking a head coach is so hard, because you got to have a guy that's going to motivate the hell out of these guys, but you also have to have someone who has no pride in ownership and will delegate powers and empower other people to be great at what they do, and then you have shared success. Like, finding that person is hard to do, because once you get in that job, sometimes your ego gets the best of you, and we've seen this too many times with the New York Giants, too many. Joe Judge was certainly this way. Maybe Ben McAdoo was this way, even though he didn't deserve to be with his how he handled the whole Eli Manning ending of his career. So, like, I don't envy the person trying to do this job of hiring the next Giant head coach, but there are some specific things that you have to avoid, some specific things that you have to have as a head coach to be, especially in New York.
Miles in Hamilton, New Jersey. What's up, Miles?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man? What's up?
So I'm surprised I haven't heard anybody bring this up on the station all day until Perloff's last update kind of stole my thunder here. I was on X earlier, and I saw a tweet from a Packers beat reporter, Matt Schneiderman. He had said that he thinks that Matt LaFleur may be coaching for his job this season. And if Matt LaFleur loses that job in Green Bay, which I don't think would be the best move for them, I think he should definitely be the Giants' number one option.
I think the reason no one's brought it up yet is because
it sounds absurd.
It still sounds absurd despite what happened last night.
Right.
Like, I mean, Matt LaFleur in Green Bay has done pretty much an awesome job.
Oh, he's
despite
been amazing.
Some of the decision making early on with Aaron Rodgers that I may not have liked. So, yes, they lost last night, and yes, it was ugly, and yes, the Packers have had a few losses that are very tough to explain. It doesn't feel realistic yet. Like, Mike Tomlin feels more realistic because he's been there for so long and you could see the underachieving happen. I still think the Packers are going to win and make the postseason. Now, where they go from there, who knows?
He's had one sub-500 season.
That's correct. And he's had four double-digit win seasons. He is 72-36 in his NFL career.
Yeah. So they're underperforming right now.
No doubt. And last night was a bad loss. But I don't know if anyone really thinks the Packers are going to fire him.
I love him, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, if he gets fired, hire him.
He's awesome. Yes. He's a Rondé guy. Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. When I say Rondé guy, the Rondé guy is someone who I know because of Rondé. Rondé knows him well. Right. And so when I went and did a Green Bay game a couple years ago, me and Matt Ryan were on the field. I could have talked to him for the entirety of the game. I almost forgot. I actually missed. We had a hit we had to do, and I missed it because I was down on the field.
I'm going to ask you a tough question now.
What's that?
Tricky one. Both Mike Tomlin and LaFleur become available.
LaFleur.
Wow, that quickly.
Yeah. I love Mike Tomlin, but I know Mike Tomlin is not leaving Pittsburgh, and if he does leave Pittsburgh, he's chilling.
Yeah, but that's a cheap way to answer the question.
I'm being real.
No, I know.
You want me
to
give you BS? You want me to give you real?
If both wanted to come here, I'm going to phrase it that way. So it's not BS. It's just answering Evan's dumb question. If both guys wanted...
Mike Tomlin.
Okay. There you go. See, I got him to answer it. I just had to manipulate that.
I have a follow-up question because it's something I can't shake from my brain that I feel like one of you two, and I'm forgetting which one, is ingrained in me. The idea of coaches that lose their job, you would prefer them sit out a year.
This is different.
LaFleur is different than that?
Because he's not unsuccessful.
Yeah, he's been to the playoffs a million times. He has a winning percentage that's almost 70%. Like, I said that about Adam Gase.
Right.
Okay.
You say it about Rex Ryan.
Right.
When he has a bad two seasons.
Rex Ryan.
Like, I'm going to go fix it someplace else. No, you're not, dude. Right? So there's a reason that you got fired. If LaFleur gets fired, it would be shocking.
It would be. That's why, like, I appreciate the call, and I understand where that thought would come from off of last night and apparently one of the sports minutes we played that I did not pay attention to. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's realistic. I think Mike Tomlin's more realistic.
It was a conversation in Green Bay in August after the Parsons trade, though.
About firing him?
This was the finishing piece for Green Bay, and they were getting a little tired of him. That's why I don't think it came out of nowhere when a Packer reporter said it last night.
Tired of him because they haven't won a championship?
Exactly. Well, again, these are first world problems that we can't understand here in New York that are so absurd. But yes, to answer that question, yes.
Okay, great. Go 15 years without winning a playoff game like Mike Tomlin.
Yep.
It hasn't been that long, but you know what I mean.
I get you.
Well, I'm with you. I can't stand these disgraceful organizations that don't get what it's like.
I mean, listen, I'm the fan of a team that hasn't seen the playoffs since Obama's first term.
I mean, my God.
At least you guys experienced it a couple years ago.
No.
We'll get back to your calls coming up. There's a new tradition around here, and that is Aaron Glenn getting into it with the New York Jet beat reporters. Lately, it's been about who the quarterback is. Like, oh, I'm not going to tell you. It's a secret. It's like, hide the pickle. Well, earlier today, isn't that the game, hide the pickle?
It is.
Thank you. I'm just making sure.
Well, I'm just shocked because you already did this. We guessed. And now you're going to go to it in your repertoire now?
What do you mean, hide the pickle?
Yeah. Well, we figured out the name. Now that's your go-to?
Because that's what Aaron Glenn does with the starting quarterback. That's what I was looking for that term last week. And now that I have it, yes, Aaron Glenn plays hide the pickle with the Jet beat reporters on who the quarterback is.
Glenn is a weird guy.
And we all mostly find it funny. But earlier today, Aaron Glenn went at it again with the media, in which he basically doesn't want to talk about injuries anymore. Take a listen to Aaron Glenn lecturing and debating whether he's going to talk about injuries or not.
I'm going to pass on talking about injuries. Since Rich, he's not here, has all the answers, so you guys can get all the injuries from Rich. So I go right into this game.
Are you a candidate for IR, or is that not something you want to...
Ask Rich.
I'm asking you.
Well, I'm telling you to ask Rich.
Hey,
well, you better call him.
No disrespect to you or Rich, but, like, we want to hear from you, you know? Like,
you guys have been hearing from me, but now since we're just reporting stuff, you know, that I haven't said, then maybe you should ask him.
Thanks, everybody. See you on the
Now, he's mad at Rich Cimini because yesterday Rich reported exclusively that Garrett Wilson is going to be out for 3 to 4 weeks because of this knee issue. And so it's kind of customary that this happens. Like, coaches talk about injuries, they don't tell you everything. And then a reporter, a good reporter, says, hey, did more research, here's what I got. So Glenn is apparently pissed off at Cimini for breaking that news story about Wilson, and his response is, go ask Rich.
That's funny.
Why should I talk about it? Go ask Rich. Your thoughts on this?
Oh, I love this. Because he's not even, it's not about Rich. It's about whoever told Rich.
So he's mad at the leaker.
He's mad at the leaker, and he's taking out on the media or having fun with the media. Because inside, I think he's laughing.
So you think this is still comic to him?
Well, think about what this team has presented ever since he became the head coach and Muji the general manager. You heard zero leaks.
Very true.
Anything.
Look at the Sauce and Quinnen trades.
Nobody had any idea. I mean, I guess people were calling, and so maybe they were asked about that at some point, but Muji doesn't talk. Darren Muji doesn't talk, so it wasn't as if he was going to leak it. So it caught everybody by surprise. And so when you think about how this happened, he's pissed off about that, so he's making light of it.
Yeah.
I don't mind this. It is what it is.
I'm not mad at it. Like, I don't want to act like I am because I'm not. That would be, like, fake anger.
Mm-hmm.
This is more now an annoyance. Like, if you're upset with someone in the organization for leaking it out, you don't have to take it out on poor Connor Hughes or Brian Costello. What did they do? All Cimini did was break a story about Garrett Wilson. So I like the fact that the Jets have been really good at plugging the leaks. But don't get mad at the reporters. They're not the one leaking stuff. They're the ones just trying to get the leaks. They're trying to fill up their tub with leaks.
Well, there's also nothing to add.
Well, I guess you can confirm it.
What are you adding?
I can confirm Garrett Wilson's out 3 to 4 weeks. We're not that concerned. Not a big deal. It sucks. Blah, blah, blah. And any other injury. Because he even said he's not going to talk about any injury. Mm-hmm. He said, go ask Rich. Actually, that is funny. Now that I think about it.
I mean, if you need to know the injuries, it'll be on the injury report.
I know, but
that has to be released. So just wait for the injury report.
But that's like part of what coaches do is they tell us this stuff. Eventually, Aaron Glenn's going to cancel the media meetings. Like, why am I talking to you? Like, what's the point of this? I'm not going to tell you about injuries.
Right.
I'm not going to tell you who my starter is. You know what? I'm just going to release a statement every week. We may be getting there. Mm. But you know what? Here's the reason most Jet fans don't give a crap. They're on a 2-game winning streak.
Right.
That's the truth. Winning cures all. Losing makes things bad.
Mm-hmm.
Let's play a new game of Posted and Toasted.
It's time for Posted and Toasted.
I read a tweet, and you tell me which of our fellow WFN workers, co-workers, was the author of said tweet. Are you ready?
Yep.
January 25th, 2022. Brian Daboll is not a must-hire. He is not a must-hire. Is that Evan Roberts, Brandon Tierney, Sean Morash, or Greg Giannotti?
That's going to be Sean Morash.
You're wrong.
I don't know, Gio?
Pudgy!
Yes! Gio is ahead of the curve. He said he's not a must-hire.
Who was saying he was a must-hire?
Sean Morash.
I wouldn't call it a must-hire. I did want him, but I also wanted him because he was the only offensive guy they interviewed.
Well, I think what also happened is remember the cycle on this.
I don't remember this ever being a narrative about him.
Which part?
Must-hire.
Well, I think when Shane got hired like a week earlier, there was a thought of, oh, Joe Shane's definitely going to hire Brian Daboll because of their history together.
Yeah. But must hire?
Well, it was also because Miami, everybody thought, was about to hire Daboll. So Giant fans got in panic mode that he was the guy for Shane. It's a must hire. We got to get him quick before he goes to Miami.
Yeah. I don't think it was everybody, Teak. I think there were a few people who felt that way.
Yeah.
Gio, not one of them. Let's go to post number two, October 23rd, 2022. They're special. And then there's Sauce special. This kid is simply amazing. Is that Evan Roberts, Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata, or Jerry Recco?
That's BT.
I was wrong.
Yeah, it was BT.
Yeah. By the way, I thought the same thing.
You should have flipped the two words, special and sauce.
Then there's special sauce.
I was wrong.
All right, here's post number three.
Especially because now he's a Colt.
That's right. Oh, who saw that coming? At that time, we all thought he was the next Revis.
Okay, and I was wrong.
Okay.
Next question.
It's okay, bro. I felt the same way. September 25th, 2011. Fantasy football should work like this. If your starting quarterback gets injured during the game, you should get the backup as your quarterback. Hashtag Kafka. But that, because he was a backup quarterback.
By the way, that is so true.
It is true. That's one of the most
that
true.
That absolutely should happen.
I agree. Now, the question is, who posted that? Was it Tiki Barber?
No. I don't play fantasy football.
Sean Morash, Greg Giannotti, or Al Dukes?
Maybe that's an Al Dukes here. I'm going to say Al Dukes.
Malachi Corley.
Yeah, you nailed
thoughtful.
It.
It's thoughtful.
It's very thoughtful.
When someone's thoughtful, it's always Al.
Got to be Al. And finally, this is from September 19th, 2011. Giants win. Will Michael Vick play next week? Maybe the Giants catch a break, but don't fall asleep on the Eagles' backup. Mike Kafka looked good last night. Little Mike Kafka action. Was that Evan Roberts, Sean Morash, Boomer Esiason, or Tiki Barber?
It wasn't me, because I didn't care about Mike Kafka.
So confident.
I'm going to say it was Sean.
You're wrong.
Boomer?
They're not going to hire Mike Brown. I would be shocked.
It was indeed Boomer Esiason, and you are correct. And by the way, Mike Kafka, I was fascinated by this.
How did he do?
Played in two NFL games in his entire career.
Wow.
Boomer referred to both of them in that tweet. The week before he played the Giants, he came in the Atlanta Falcons-Philadelphia Eagles game, went 7 for 9 for 72 yards. So
that's actually not bad.
That's what Boomer was referring to. He said, don't sleep on Kafka. He looked good. He did appear in this Giants game, and I do not remember this. Maybe Sean would. It was week 3. The Giants ended up winning 29-16. Michael Vick started the game. Mike Kafka entered and played his last few minutes in the NFL. 4 for 7 for 35 yards and 2 interceptions.
Wow.
And that was the last pass he ever threw in his NFL career.
I believe Mike Vick got a concussion, and I think that was the Victor Cruz arrives in the NFL game.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
I'll check you the numbers on that one. So Eli Manning threw for 4 touchdown passes that day. Damn. Victor Cruz had 2 of them. 3 catches for 110 yards. I mentioned the 2 touchdowns. And the New York Football Giants won that game by a final score of 29-16. And Mike Kafka entered the game. And that was it. Like, he entered a game later in the season, but those were his final passes of his NFL career.
Yeah. You know, speaking of Mike Kafka entering games, you know who just jumped in the front of my mind for whatever reason as a potential young, inexperienced, but highly popular head coaching candidate?
Tanner Engstrom.
No.
Davis Webb.
Davis Webb.
Davis Webb!
I've had him on my mind a lot.
I don't know why that just popped in my head. Maybe he was talking about Mike Kafka, even though he didn't play for the Giants. But Davis Webb was here. And then he left, and he's been being tutored under Sean Payton out in Denver as the offensive coordinator. Now, Sean is calling plays, but Dan Campbell also tutored under Sean Payton. I mean, depending, the tree makes a difference.
I would be excited by Davis Webb because it would be innovative, but it just might be a little too early.
I think it's because what is he, 30?
He's 30.
30.
3-0.
Yeah, that's way
I'm too telling you, I'm looking at his bio.
He'll I be, knew he was young, but I didn't think 30.
Remember the reaction everybody had when at 29 years old, Sean McVay was hired.
That's a great point. But Sean McVay was from the Redskins babies.
I think based on Davis Webb's resume, it would be as a first-time offensive coordinator. So if you hire an experienced head coach, you talk about building a staff.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Davis Webb could make sense on a staff like that.
Right.
But as a head coach, it would be way too quick.
He's not going to make a parallel move.
But he's technically, like, his title is offensive. Here's his title, and it's not offensive coordinator, but you could tell me it's the same. Offensive pass game coordinator and quarterbacks coach. No, that's his title right now.
No, that's interesting why they would give him that title. I think that's interesting.
So that sounds like someone who, if they gave him play calling duties with the Giants.
Well, it's not even, you just give him the title.
And give him the title. Like, that's not a lateral move.
It's a vertical move, right. That's interesting. Surprised Sean Payton wouldn't protect him, even though, knowing Sean Payton, he probably wants him to go.
Probably get him a job elsewhere.
He wants him to go get a job someplace else.
Especially the ability to call plays.
And if he's an OC, he unless they have to give permission for him to go. It's interesting.
What's interesting?
Yeah, Davis Webb.
That's your name. Name to watch. Now let's get back to your calls, 888-808-1019. Mac in Brooklyn. Hey, Mac.
Hey, guys. How are you? Good afternoon.
What's up?
I have 3 things that I need to point out. First off, yes, we all agree Dable had to go. Ultimately, the team falls under his purview, so they're not performing well, so he's got to go.
Right.
But Shane Bowen should not get a pass at all. And the fact is, the Giants scored enough points in all the losses that they recently had. It was the defense, who was supposed to be a top 10 defense this year, that faltered. And I blame the coordinator for that, for not getting the players to be motivated. That's the first point. The second point is you're not giving Mike Kafka a fair shot with the same shoddy defense
right.
that he has. And Joe Shane is the same problem because, as Evan said earlier, if Joe Shane, if this is an audition for Joe Shane for the rest of the season, with Shane Bowen there, they possibly can go 2-15. Right. I don't have confidence in this defense that can stop the Jets.
Well, it is fair that this is not fair for Mike Kafka as a head coaching interim, and let's see what he looks like. I think it's less of that, by the way. I know that that's how it gets reported. This is a chance for Mike Kafka to show what he's got. I think it's more, this is Mike Kafka as the offensive coordinator, assistant head coach, who's been here for the entirety of Dave's reign, just being the most qualified to take over the spot.
But you don't think he could potentially take it? I mean, there are scenarios where interim head coaches, we talked about Antonio Pierce earlier, where they do such a good job, they take it.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Job.
I'm going to be real? No.
Really?
Yeah. Just no.
What if they win? No?
Still no.
Still no?
Yeah.
I disagree. And here's the problem. I disagree, but I don't think the Giants are going to win. Like, I think they will win one or two games the rest of the season, and if that's the case,
right.
It's not happening. But I think if somehow he coached them up to 4 out of 7, and obviously the quarterback situation is going to be big. More on that in a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I think he could earn this job. Mm. I could see.
I think we have to see a lot more from him, personality-wise, leadership-wise, obviously, you know, how he's going to delegate this play calling. There's a lot that he now is going to be asked to do. He's going to go sit in the big boy's office. And when you sit in that big chair and you got this massive room around you, there's a lot of knocks. There's a lot of holes to fill. And some guys handle it great. Others don't.
Well, let me ask you this question. Does he have the authority, if he wants, because I think in his mind he looks at this as an opportunity.
Yeah.
As, hey, I go out, I win a bunch of games. Even if the Giants don't hire me, this is going to look really good on my resume. I've been interviewing for head coaching jobs anyway. Does he have the authority to change who the defensive coordinator is? Could he promote someone on his staff like Marcotte Manuel and say, you know what, you're the DC. Yeah. I trust you more. I'm not going down with Shane Bowen.
Manuel's in his first year as a DC.
I'm just using him as an example. I'm not saying he would be him, but like, could he?
Could he? Sure. But I tell you, the one thing he should do, especially if Jackson Dart is unavailable, is start Jameis Winston at quarterback. You are not tied any. It's a new. Technically, it's the same, but it's a new regime with Mike Kafka as head coach. And if he even wants a chance to win, Russell Wilson can't be your quarterback.
Here's how right you are. I have not heard one person, whether it's on social media or listening to all the wonderful Giant podcasts I consume, not just Sean ones, or just listening to Giant fans speak. I have not heard one person suggest that Russell Wilson should start on Sunday. Like, this is the most universally agreed upon decision that I've ever seen a Giant fan base have recently, which is, oh, Jameis Winston's got to start.
Right.
Like, I have not heard. In fact, Tommy, if anyone calls in to argue that Russell Wilson should start, let me know. We'll move him to the head of the line. Because I literally don't know if that person exists. Like, every single person is on board with what you're saying, and I agree with you, which is Jameis Winston.
He's playing scared football right now.
No, he's playing football like he's retired.
Yeah, you said that yesterday, and you're right. He doesn't look like he wants to do it.
Andre in Connecticut. Hey, Andre.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I have a GM point, and I also have a coaching point. One, the GM, with Joe Shane. My biggest thing is, we let go of our biggest commodity in the last 10 years and got nothing for him. I know Saquon would never be the Saquon he is today under this line. I get all that. But that's just like a bad, bad move. And I still hold them accountable for that. Now, moving to coaching, and I know I called all summer long about Mendoza. New York hasn't had a coach. You could name any sport. Our coaches come with no testicular fortitude. They never play to win. They play not to lose a game. And it's frustrating because at 2-7, at 2-6, at 2-5, take the chances. It's 4th-and-1. Go for it. Motivate your team. Get behind them. Say, we're going to win this. Instead of, oh, let me kick a field goal. Let me punt the ball away. We're 2-8. What difference does it make? You're going to keep your job or you're going to lose your job. You know, I just don't get in life. You guys all have jobs. We all have jobs in life. You either try to be the best human possible at work or you play or you go to work not to get fired. I'll listen to you guys. Thanks, guys.
I like that point.
I think Sheldon Keefe would take some offense to that.
Well, I was actually pondering as he was saying. Right?
I was trying to think. I was like, who is the Devils have it.
If you had to power rank the current coaches and managers in New York sports, and Sheldon Keefe has only been here for a year and a half, so there isn't a lot to judge, but hey, the Devils had some success last year. They did get knocked out in the first round. They're off to a wonderful start this year, though.
I'm talking about this year.
Well, they lost last night to the Islanders after that dramatic comeback with 5 seconds to go.
And what did they do before? What did I see before the game?
About the Devils?
Yeah, there was something the Devils did, and maybe it was a faint. I can't remember now.
They scored a game tying goal with 5 seconds to go.
Yeah,
and then luckily the Islanders won the bad boy in overtime.
Right.
But okay,
so point.
You've got Sheldon Keefe. You've got Aaron Boone, who most of this city wants to fire, but they were in the World Series last year.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, I think Mike Brown's wonderful. I don't know how you can judge him.
Yet. You can't judge him.
You almost have to put him on the side.
I mean, you're not playing the Nets every night.
And you're not going to be at Madison Square Garden every night, which they are recently. So who's next? I mean,
the Giants don't have a coach.
The Giants don't have
a
coach.
The Jets haven't established it yet.
We got a 2-game winning streak.
The Islanders and the...
Patrick Waugh, I mean, come on, we're going to throw a parade for Patrick Waugh?
The Islanders and the Rangers.
Your clown, Mike Sullivan, Sean Wannon fired like 2 days ago already.
We're back now. It's got to be Mendy. They made the NLCS 2 years ago.
Is it Mendy?
He made the NLCS. I think that's more than these other guys have accomplished.
They missed the postseason.
But they made the... Evan, please remind Tiki how many times the Mets have made the NLCS in our lifetime.
Doesn't matter.
It does. They don't do that very often.
You signed Juan Soto and you kept Pete Alonso. And you missed the postseason.
It was an awful collapse.
Met fans blame Stearns over Mendy, I think, for the collapse, but we could talk about that later.
What, Sean?
Don't make me the bad guy here. The Devils with Sheldon Keefe missed the postseason in a sport where everybody does last year.
No, they made the playoffs last year.
Oh, they did.
They lost in the first round. Didn't you listen to what I said?
And I'm not even talking about last year. I'm talking about right now.
I know. No, you're right. I forgot. They were so irrelevant, I forgot they made the playoffs.
Now, what I don't know about Sean was he interrupting us to say something incorrect? Was he interrupting us to make it a joke about the Devils being irrelevant?
I swear to you, I forgot they made the playoffs.
Okay.
I really thought it was forgettable. Yeah.
I'm not saying it was amazing. Look,
it wasn't a troll. That was my bit.
Here's what we know through all of this, because we could argue Sheldon Keefe or your argument about Mendy or whatever. It's Aaron Boone by a lot. Mm. That's kind of weird since we all wanted him fired a week ago.
You're right.
It's Aaron Boone by a lot. It's the reality.
Yep.
And if, God forbid, the Yankees did fire, you making a face. Who is the best?
I would rather have Mendy managing the Yankees today over
So you're putting Mendy number one.
Hmm. I think I would, yeah.
The problem is you can't.
I'm putting Sheldon Keefe one.
You can't separate what just happened to the Mets. And there was a lot of points in this season down the stretch where people were saying, Mendy's, you got to figure it out, dude. And he just didn't. And people started calling for his job.
Yeah.
Now, people call for Boone's job every single year, but he was in the World Series a year ago and in the division round last year. So what are we actually talking about?
This is where, like, it's a stupid argument anyway, because, like, it's like the blind leading the blind.
No, but he made a statement. Testicular fortitude. None of our coaches have it. So who actually has it?
I'm going to do something that's going to go against every fiber of my being.
He's going to say Jordy Fernandez.
No. And I'm going to bend the knee to another argument I've had with Evan for months and months and months over the summer. If Aaron Boone's managing in the National League, is he getting in the divisional round in the World Series?
I'll take that as a victory. I'll take that as a nice, comfortable victory.
You know what it tells us? We have crappy coaches. That's it. Bottom line.
Fair enough. We'll come back with more of your calls at 888-808-1019. And we have a Tuesday tradition around here on Evan and Tiki, and this will be the second time we're doing it. The boys probably forgot, but every Tuesday, we announce which quarterback we want the New York Jets to draft. So we'll inform you on our Tuesday, November 11th decision, plus a very uncomfortable question that no one has asked, but I will ask you all.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.